Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Okay, we're talking about planning for the future. We're going to enjoy a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob as they talk about this important topic, planning for the future. Well, the future is the great unknown. Nobody knows the future. Nobody knows what's even going to happen in the next hour. So how can you plan for the future? Or maybe you are already planning for the future. What kinds of plans do you have for your future? Carolyn, do you have an answer for this?
Well, I do have a few plans. Right now, my plan is to stay in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. I love living here, and so my future plans are to stay here. And those plans might change in the future, I don't know, because I make my plans depending on where I think God is sending me.
Okay, so how do you make your plans? What do I plan on doing in the future? Well, I do plan on continuing to study Chinese. I think that's very important. I also plan on continuing to learn drums and acting and investing in those things that I enjoy. Well, what are your plans for the future? Right now, it's time to plan on learning something from today's lesson. Let's get started.
Planning for the future. Plan for all the possibilities.
Hey, Uncle Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Ben. Actually, I have some big news to share with you.
What is it?
Well, your Aunt June and I are moving to Hawaii.
Hawaii. Why Hawaii?
We've always loved Hawaii. And now that we're retired, there's nothing to stop us from spending more time there. We've been contemplating a change of scenery for some time.
Wow, that is big news. Are you planning to keep your place here?
Sure, we've purchased a condo in Hawaii, but we're only planning to live there during the winter.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. In this month's business article, we join Ben and Uncle Bob as they talk about something very important, planning for the future. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Contemplate. Contemplate is a verb. I've been contemplating which car to buy. Beckon. Beckon is a verb. Your mother is beckoning to you from the living room. Go under. Go under is an idiom. The business has some problems, but it won't go under. Premature. Premature is an adjective. Phoning an ambulance is premature. Let's just go to the doctor's office. Your more information word is condo. Condo is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's dive right in.
Well, those plans were a bit unexpected. I did not realize that this would be happening in our article today. But as we see at the very top there, plan for all the possibilities. So even ones you don't expect, you need to try to plan for them anyway.
Okay, all the possibilities. That means what could possibly happen? You need to think about everything. Okay, well, we do have a conversation here. How are we going to decide who plays Ben and Uncle Bob here, Carolyn? Let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay.
If I win, I'll be Uncle Bob.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, let's do this.
Rock, paper, scissors. You didn't.
I have a rock.
You have a rock?
I win.
You wanted to be Uncle Bob.
Yes.
Okay, Uncle Bob. Ben has the first line. That's me. Great, Ben. He goes, "Hey, Uncle Bob, how are you today?"
I'm doing well, Ben. Actually, I have some big news to share with you.
What is it?
Well, it's big. It's big news.
It's big news.
Yes.
Well, great, actually. Keep that thought in mind, friends. We're going to learn more about big news later in today's lesson. But Ben's question is, what is it? What is the big news?
Well, your Aunt June and I are moving to Hawaii.
Hawaii? Why Hawaii?
Oh, you're so upset, Ben. It's okay. It's okay, Ben.
It won't be okay. Hawaii is very far from where Ben lives, so I can understand why Ben sounds a little bit upset here.
Yes, it does make sense if his Uncle Bob and Aunt June are moving to Hawaii, very far away, out in the middle of the ocean. But Uncle Bob says, "We've always loved Hawaii, and now that we're retired, there's nothing to stop us from spending more time there."
Great. Excellent. Now I like this line that Bob says here. We've always loved Hawaii. We've always loved something. Well, what's an activity that you've always enjoyed or always loved? I've always loved acting. I've always loved singing. Maybe you enjoy cooking. You've always loved cooking.
Yes, so think about those things that you've always loved, or maybe you've always loved a place like Hawaii, or you've always loved the countryside and you love to go visit it. Well, Uncle Bob has always loved Hawaii, and now that he and his wife are retired, there's nothing to stop them, which is a great phrase. If there's nothing to stop you, that means that you really don't have any reason not to do something.
Exactly. So they're going to move to Hawaii. They made up their minds. That's what they're planning for the future. Okay, well, what else does Uncle Bob say here?
Ah, yes. We've been contemplating a change of scenery for some time.
Great. Excellent. We see our first key word here. The word is contemplate. That means you are considering something or seriously thinking about something. You're contemplating. How can you use that word?
Well, there are a lot of things that you want to make sure you take time to contemplate. You don't want to just rush into a big decision. Like, if you are thinking about starting a company, you should really contemplate all of the possibilities and everything that will be involved in starting the company.
Or maybe you're working at a certain place or an organization and you think that maybe it's not appropriate for you. You need something different. So you're contemplating a job change. You're contemplating the future. You're thinking about how things will change for you. Okay, so this is great. Uncle Bob has been contemplating a change of scenery for some time. Let's take a look at that phrase, a change of scenery. Well, that means you're going to change your environment. And sometimes we humans need a change of scenery.
That's right. So if he is moving from a big city to a tropical island, that is quite a change of scenery. Have you ever thought about going for a change of scenery? Or what other things might you want a change of, Gabe?
Well, sometimes we talk about having a change of pace. You're really busy in the office or doing something that keeps you very stressed, and then you do some activity that is a little more laid back. That's a change of pace. You're not as stressed.
Great. Well, I think, Ben, you have the next line.
Right. Wow. That is big news. Big news? Well, I have great news for you. Steve and Ken are waiting in the information cloud here to talk to us all about news.
Welcome to InfoCloud. If you're a regular viewer or listener, you'll know that one topic we've focused on more than a few times is uncountable nouns. And today we have yet another uncountable noun for you, news.
First of all, don't let the S at the end of news fool you. It may look like it's plural, but the word news is in fact a mass noun, which is uncountable. Being uncountable means it can never take the indefinite article a.
That's right, because a means one, and one implies it's countable.
And as we mentioned time and time again, uncountable nouns take singular verbs. For example, is there any news?
No, there is not much news. Or, yes, there is a lot of news. Notice we cannot say many news.
But you can use the word some, which can be used with both countable and uncountable nouns. Like Uncle Bob says in today's lesson, I have some big news to share with you.
So how do you count it? Once again, there's that convenient word we can use for most uncountable nouns, piece. Here's a piece of news for you.
Or if you want to refer to something on the TV news or in the newspaper, you can say a news item, a news report, or a news story.
我们今天来看 news 这个字，首先不要被字尾的 s 误导，不要看到 s 就以为这是个复数名词，其实 news 是个不可数名词，因此呢，它要和单数动词连用。Is there any news? No, there is not much news. 注意要用 much 而不是 many. 今天的课文一开始 Uncle Bob 就说 I have some big news to share with you. 注意 some 这个字，可数和不可数名词都可以用 some 来修饰。后来 Ben 回答 Wow, that is big news. 注意不要讲 that is a big news, 因为不定冠词 a 只能用于可数名词，所以不能讲 a news。 那要如何数一则一则的新闻呢？我们可以用 item, story 或 report。Did you see the news report about the train crash? 你有看到那一则有关火车失事的报道吗？这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, let me continue Ben's line here. His question is, are you planning to keep your place here? Place means apartment or house, wherever you live. Are you planning to keep your place here?
Sure.We've purchased a condo in Hawaii, but we're only planning to live there during the winter. So, you know, you don't need to worry. We'll be back, Ben.
Of course, Uncle Bob will be back. All right, well, we have more to learn with Michelle in the language lab. And then we will be back as well.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天文章第一个重点，我们看 contemplate 这个动词。Contemplate 是指仔细考虑或思量。例如 for a long time, Timothy has been contemplating a career change. 有很长一段时间 ,Timothy 都一直在思考要换工作的跑道。Contemplate 后面也可以加上动名词。例如 Nathan contemplated moving to the suburbs, but gave up the idea because of the long commute. Nathan 曾经认真考虑要搬到郊区，但是因为通勤时间太长就放弃了。接下来我们看是 condo 这个名词。condo 是 condominium。C-O-N-D-O-M-I-N-I-U-M 这个名词的缩写 Condominium 是指个人拥有产权的公寓单位，通常是指用集合式管理的这种公寓。例如 Jacob and his wife and kids live in a condo near the beach. Jacob 和妻子小孩住在离海边很近的一座公寓里。Condo 跟 apartment 的差异是 Condo 是屋主拥有产权的，但是 apartment 通常只租不卖。
In today's lesson called Planning for the Future, Ben and his Uncle Bob are talking about some plans that Uncle Bob and Aunt June have. They plan to move to Hawaii, or at least to spend a lot of time each year in Hawaii. They bought a condo in Hawaii, but of course, they will be seeing some of Ben later. And of course, we have more to learn in the next part of our lesson today, so let's continue with their conversation.
Planning for the future.
That's great, Uncle Bob. I can see Hawaii is beckoning, but I don't know what I'll do if you aren't around.
Thanks, Ben, but I doubt you'll need me that badly.
Seriously, Uncle Bob, I'm pretty sure my business will go under without your advice.
That's a bit premature. You've built that business with a lot of time and hard work.
I have put a lot of work into it, but there are still so many things I'm unsure of.
Like what?
Well, I still have lots of questions, and I'm really not sure which direction the company is headed.
Well, Ben always does have more questions for Uncle Bob, who always gives him great advice. Now, Uncle Bob just said that, yes, they would be keeping their place here and also living in Hawaii during the winter. Now, Ben, you have the next line.
Well, yeah, actually, Ben's a little relieved here. He's happy. That's great, Uncle Bob. I can see Hawaii is beckoning, but I don't know what I'll do if you aren't around. All right, so he's happy for Uncle Bob, but he's not sure what he's going to do if Uncle Bob is not there to give good advice.
Yes, I can see just how reliant Ben has become on his uncle's advice, but we see a great word there in your line, Ben, beckoning. If something beckons to you, then it calls to you. It's very attractive, and you want to get it.
Okay, so what else can beckon to you? Maybe an opportunity is beckoning you. That means it seems really attractive to you. It's something that you really want to do in life. Well, here's a funny way to use this word. The light beckoned the mosquito, so the mosquito flew towards the light.
Ah, and then the mosquito was in trouble because lights are very hot. But another way you might hear this phrase used fairly commonly, if someone is very tired and you ask them to join you for an activity, they might say, "Thanks, but I can hear my pillow beckoning."
Nice.
My pillow is calling out to me. I need to sleep.
Okay, so you can use this word in kind of fun ways as well. All right, so of course, Hawaii is beckoning. It's really attractive to Uncle Bob and Aunt June. They really want to go. Okay, well, Uncle Bob, what do you say next?
Ah, yes. Thanks, Ben, but I doubt you'll need me that badly.
I don't know about that. If you need something badly, that means you really, really need it. Okay, well, Ben says, seriously, Uncle Bob, I'm pretty sure my business will go under without your advice. Well, why does he say seriously there?
Well, he wants to emphasize that he is not joking, that he thinks it's really a shame that his Uncle Bob will not be there anymore, and he's very worried.
Okay, so he is a little worried. This is serious for him. He's afraid his company might go under. I'm not really worried about that, Ben. I think you'll be fine. But we do need to take a look at these words from our word bank. To go under. What does that mean?
Well, it means to go financially bankrupt. It means that the business has failed. And it's not a very good thing if Ben is concerned that Uncle Bob moving to Hawaii will result in his business failing.
Exactly. Now, this phrase can be remembered like this. You can think of a ship that is on the surface of the water, but it sinks. It goes under. It fails. You can't use that ship anymore. Okay, so sometimes companies go under like this. This is what Ben is worried about. But what does Uncle Bob say?
Well, Uncle Bob is telling him not to worry. He says, that's a bit premature. And that is a word from our word bank, premature. It means it's too early to really be thinking about it or coming to that sort of conclusion.
Okay, so what else could be premature? Sometimes, actually often, I think of babies who are born early. Those are premature babies. And of course, you can use this in other ways. Maybe your company makes an announcement, but they made the announcement a bit too early. It was a premature announcement.
That's right. So be careful about when you announce things. Make sure it is not premature, but fully mature.
That's right.
It is ready. Now, let's see. I'll continue the line. You've built that business with a lot of time and hard work.
I have put a lot of work into it, but there are still so many things I'm unsure of. He's unsure of some things, but I'm sure we can talk about this sentence. To put a lot of work into something. To put a lot of something into something else. Maybe you need to put a lot of energy into your project.
Or you need to put a lot of time into your work. You can use this phrase in many different ways. You can put a lot of time, a lot of energy, or a lot of effort into something.
That's right. Well, Uncle Bob's question here is really fast. Like what? Well, Ben says, well, I still have lots of questions, and I'm really not sure which direction the company is headed. All right. Well, I know which direction we're headed. Do you know where we're headed, Carolyn?
We are headed to see a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, Uncle Bob. How are you?
Aloha!
Aloha? What do you mean?
Aloha is Hawaiian. It means hello. It also means goodbye.
I know that.
Then why did you ask?
But why did you say aloha? And why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Because, surprise, I'm going to Hawaii.
On a cruise?
No, your Aunt June and I are moving there.
You are? Why?
Well, why not? We love Hawaii, and we're retired. There's nothing to stop us.
But it's so sudden.
Not really. We've been contemplating a change of scenery for some time now.
Wow, that's big news. Will you keep your house?
Yes, and we purchased a condo in Hawaii, too. We'll live there in the winter.
So Hawaii is beckoning. But what will I do without you?
Oh, you'll be fine, Ben.
My business will go under without your advice.
That kind of thinking is premature.
Oh, there are so many things I'm unsure of.
Like what?
I still have lots of questions. I'm not sure which direction the company is headed.
Well, I know which direction I'm heading. Aloha!
Aloha.
Na, 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 na.
好，继续我们看的是 beckon 这个动词。注意 ，e 在这里是发 a 的音，念成 beckon。beckon 是指召唤或吸引。例如 ，the beautiful dress in the window is beckoning me。橱窗里那件美丽的洋装在呼唤我。或者是 the long sandy beach is beckoning swimmers and sunbathers。长长的沙滩吸引着许多的泳客跟晒日光浴的人。最后我们看的是 premature 这个形容词。P-R-E 这个字首有之前的意思 ，mature 是指成熟的，所以 premature 在成熟之前的意思就是指未成熟的或过早的。例如 ，the premature baby stayed in the incubator for a week。这个小宝贝因为早产，在保温箱里待了一个星期。或者是 ，it's still too premature to predict who's going to win the election。要预测谁会赢得这场选举还言之过早。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Uncle Bob is heading for a change in scenery. Now, Gabe, where would you go for a change in scenery?
South America. I've never been there before. I love that kind of a change in scenery. What about you?
Well, I've already experienced a change in scenery by coming to Taiwan. It's very different and wonderful.Well, we have a lot more to learn tomorrow from the rest of our lesson, right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.